I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. It's estimated that there are 35.7 million single-person households in the U.S., which means there are many millions of adults living alone through the coronavirus pandemic. To talk about what things individuals can do to maintain positive routines and protect their mental health during the COVID-19 outbreak is Dr. Rochelle Hansen. She's a licensed clinical psychologist specializing in the treatment of trauma, and she's a professor in the Department of Psychiatry at the National Crime Victims Research and Treatment Center at MUSC. Dr. Hansen, what tips and ideas can you suggest for people who are living alone during the coronavirus pandemic as far as taking good care of their mental health?
The first thing I would say is that it's more important than ever to establish a routine. And in that routine, be sure that you are building in times to reach out to others. You could do that through FaceTime, through Skype, video chats. Pick up the phone for a good old-fashioned phone call. Reaching out to others helps us with the sense that we're all in this together, and it helps us to not feel so alone.
Tell us about daily routines that might be helpful for someone who is living alone.
So building a structure into your day helps us all to have this sense of control, particularly in times when things feel so very uncertain. So having that set time that you wake up, that you have meals, you have set times for getting work done, that helps us, again, get that sense of control back in a time of great uncertainty.
I'm wondering about hobbies and projects and doing activities like this and how that might help our mental health during the coronavirus pandemic.
Absolutely. So building in those times for fun activities is just as important as maintaining your work routine. This is also a great time maybe to take on something you've never done before. Maybe there's an online course you could take. Don't hesitate to try something that you've always wanted to do but hadn't had the time to do before.
Dr. Hansen, what about those moments of anxiety? What can we do to help settle ourselves down?
Feeling some anxiety is normal, and it can even be helpful because it does remind us that we have to take those safety precautions. However, if that anxiety does become debilitating, where you just can't stop thinking about it, you can't concentrate, you have difficulty sleeping or eating, there are some steps you could take. You know, first, do limit the amount of time you spend watching the news. Pick just one or two reliable sources that you turn to for 30 minutes once or twice a day. Constant, never-ending news streaming is only going to increase your anxiety. And if the anxiety is worse at night, avoid watching the news before bedtime. Also, I would recommend that you try to stick to the facts. So for example, instead of saying to yourself, there's absolutely nothing I can do, try instead to remember, yes, I can. I can take the recommended precautions like proper hygiene, for example, and build in time for relaxation every day. Slow breathing, staying centered, focused on the moment. Those kinds of things can really help us feel more in control of what's going on in our lives. And then finally, if your anxiety does become overwhelming, seek professional help if needed. And remember, there are some telehealth options available.
Dr. Hansen, thanks for providing this information about helping individuals cope during the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you. And please stay safe, everyone.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.